Case number 11,041, Kerry Wirtz, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, south of Wilson Avenue, being lot 19 within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Okay, can you give us your name and address for the record?
Kerry Wirtz, 38834 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware.
And is all the information you're about to give true and correct to the best of your knowledge? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I have a property in Cape Windsor, and my property is unique in that it's 40 feet wide. There's also a concern that I have from my neighbors that goes to the uniqueness of the property in that I take into consideration the water views of my neighbors. I am on a corner. I have water on two sides. So anything that I place on my property on the west side will block the water views of the person behind me. And anything that I place in front of my property on the south side will block my next door neighbor's water views as well as my own. On the street side of my property, my house sits approximately 30 feet from the street. And since my wife and I have moved there full time, I'm a motorcycle enthusiast, and I also have my Merchant Marine credentials. I'm a licensed captain. And I have no storage area in the house. I have no place to put my motorcycle. I have no place to put tools. I have no place to put my boating equipment. And I wanted to put a shed on the property. That was the most economical way for me to go, would be to just buy a shed and plop it down. I can't find any place to put the shed without blocking somebody else's view or blocking my own entrance into my house. On the north end of the house, it would be the northeast side of the house, I have a garage door. Inside that door, I have my furnace unit. I have a set of stairs as an entrance into the house. There's no storage area in there. My motorcycle wouldn't even fit in there. My desire is to build an attached shed in front of that entrance to the house. Take that small garage door and just move it back, move it forward. The 16 feet coming out is going to still, I'll still be able to maintain a parking space between the street and my building. I'll also still be able to park two cars beside that structure on the west side of the house in my driveway. My driveway is approximately 24 feet wide. I'm going to come out and take half my driveway and build a shed and attach it to the house. I'd like to alter my request for a variance if I could. I think that I made a mistake in my request for a 5-foot setback variance. Mm-hmm. I think that my foundation is 4.2 feet from my property line on the survey you have. And I would like to build the shed so that it follows my foundation line. It'll have a simple roof, a shed-style roof, not a gable. And I'll be putting a door on the west side with a window. It will be in keeping with the neighborhood as far as the structures in the neighborhood. Most structures in Cape Windsor, all the sheds are on the street side. All the garages, of course, are on the street side. Most of the properties come right up to within 10 feet of the street. I'll still be maintaining about 15 feet from the street. I don't see any other way for me to create this space that I need without bothering somebody else as far as the water views, which are important to the waterfront people. And I think it is the minimal for what I'm trying to do. A simple small area to park my motorcycle and some storage space, because the house is busting at the seams. My wife won't throw anything away.
All right. So what? All right, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
So what is the variance that you want now? You said you want to change the variance. What exactly
is the variance? Yeah, if I could, I believe, I don't have the survey in front of me, but I believe if you look at the survey, my present foundation, when they built the house, when Bernori Homes built my home, was supposed to be 5 feet from the property line. I think that it's 4.2 feet. So
2.21 foot.
No, that's the third floor.
Oh, that's the third floor.
That's the third floor.
4.2, you're absolutely correct.
Oh,
that's
it is 4.2.
4.2.
Yes.
So I would like the garage line or the shed line, it's not going to be big enough to put a car in, to just follow that foundation if I could get the setback for the 4.2 rather than a 5 foot.
Okay.
I would need a 5.8.
Right.
5.8.
That's what you want now. Okay. Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Rickard?
No.
Mr.
Thank
Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
One for Mrs. Isaacs. Is that what we approved before? The 5.8 side yard?
Yes, we did in
May.
By the way, when I tore that structure down, there was no foundation, not even a bag of concrete under the supports that Bernori Homes built. And so it's a good thing that I tore it all down. It was dangerous. It was.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 11,041 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Rickards that we take case number 11,041 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made or later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yes, sir.